AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everyone? I'm Anissa Ferreira.
And I'm Tori Deal. And this is MTV's official challenge podcast.
Okay, actually, I would prefer for you to be me because I would love to be you. And let's get to the episode, which is more important than us absolutely butchering this intro. Yes. What did you think of this incredible episode, Anissa?
What do you mean, domino motherfucker? It was great. I still am unsure of what we were playing, but I liked watching people try and figure it out. I think that the producers really find a way to make every game just unique. And it boggles my mind. And it's quite impressive that they keep kind of like upping the ante and still have the ability to make shit creative.
I mean, it's like think about all of the shows that they have, all the spinoffs, the amount, and they still come up with all of these new games. It literally blows my mind. Like,
we're playing Chutes and Ladders next time.
Can we give production a little applause, soundbite? They deserve it. It's been an incredible season so far, and this challenge was awesome. Domino motherfucker, amazing.
I know.
Avery and Adam won it. I wasn't necessarily expecting them to win. I wasn't not expecting them to win, but I think that they were able to show up in this episode and show their strengths again. They both completed the first challenge first, and they both completed it in second place. For their heat, for the guys' heat, the girls' heat. And it's just, you know, nice to see them getting another win. And I think that they're obviously putting themselves on the radar for somebody to look out for in terms of competition.
Adam especially.
Oh, just killed it.
Keeps killing stuff.
That, absolutely. And then the middle group, I mean, like, it was really interesting. I was not expecting, like, Rachel to be at the bottom. I wasn't expecting Veronica to be at the bottom or...
Yeah.
But Tina.
Rachel said it exactly the way it was. It was muscle on muscle.
Yeah.
And it's okay to admit that sometimes.
So true.
But there are also, I think, you know, games where they kind of like you can Rain Man through it. If you're like, something just clicks and you just do it. I don't think that this was the one. And I think it was easy to get confused or, you know, bring the wrong piece and then have to run it back. And as we will hear later, and as we've heard from two contestants, that it's hot as hell where they are. So factor all of that in. It definitely makes this a hard challenge for everybody.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it becomes harder when you have a significant other playing the game because when somebody loses, and in this game, if you lose, you have the chance of going into elimination. And we got to see that this episode.
But is it?
What do you
because
mean?
It's also great because you have somebody advocating for you.
That's true. But I
want to go
about
on a show where my girlfriend Cam, it's a different Cam,
where has my like girlfriend
the same
Cam.
Different, you know, my wife Cam comes in and just, you know, tells everyone like, no, you're not voting for my wife. Like everybody needs, that would be great if everybody had that, you know, and they're smart for not being on the same team. I would have never picked you as a teammate, you know?
No, definitely
Like you got to spread it out.
Yeah, I think my statement comes from just wondering about the emotional strain that puts on Cam now.
Oh.
Like, 1,000%. Having to lock in and then having to politic. Like, she knows she's got to go to work now because she's got to keep Leroy safe. And this is now the second time.
Right. Because and missing the baby. I mean, it's a lot. And right, pumping. Yeah. And our hormones are probably still like – and these aren't – I mean, I couldn't imagine being pregnant. I can't imagine then delivering said baby, having the baby, being connected to the baby, and then pumping while the baby's got – like, it's just a lot.
It's a lot.
You know? Yeah, and I commend her for showing up and playing. There are a lot of mommies here. Speaking of another mommy, like, it – Rachel's in the bottom, and it goes to show – we said it last podcast that you can be in the top and be cruising and then be, like, just dead last.
Yeah. It just changes every single week based on what the challenge itself is.
But isn't that a great game where you can't predict who the – I mean, I love Rachel. She's one of my closest friends. But it makes for interesting TV to never know who's going to be in the top and the bottom.
100%. Yeah. And then also in this game, if you have to go into elimination, it's not like there isn't actually like a sweet golden star cupcake at the end of it all, you know?
Right.
Like,
and your ability to make the move treat. That you didn't get to make while you were in deliberation or whatever. That's some move you didn't get to make because you came in last. Now you get to make it.
Right. I think something that really stuck out to me before we jump too far into the elimination is how the nominations went to figure out what two people, because this was a double elimination. So this is kind of the worst time to be in the bottom. There is a girl and a guy going in. And, you know, we saw this moment between Kara and Cam. And I think, you know, Leroy had teased to us that on the first podcast that there was going to be a bit of a rivalry forming between the two.
Right.
I'm wondering if this was the beginning of that rivalry.
It has to be.
It must
because I could feel it like that was my friend. And you could see Kara was definitely felt a little bit torn, but I think she is definitely being like, okay, well, who's the stronger player here? And I think who she thinks is the stronger player is not her friend.
Okay. See, I
know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
And I'm trying to articulate that better. It's like she's trying to protect her star with Rachel and kind of form an alliance in the star holder's way.
Right.
But she's also has a friendship with Cam that goes back years. She, you know.
This makes sense to me when I think about it, if it were to be like me, you, and then someone new. And then I can understand why there would be drama between the two of us if we didn't vote the same way.
I would kick your fucking ass.
Okay, but
sorry.
But
wait, hold on, I'll listen.
But so I see it more clearly where Cam's coming from when I think about myself in a position with people I'm with you, someone I'm close to. But then it just makes me wonder, like, is there any room for Kara to want to play her own game? Like, do we really feel like if you are friends that you have to play each other's games? Like, what?
Well,
how
no.
far does an alliance
go? No, because we don't. You and I don't even play the same game. You know,
sometimes.
Well, yeah, but if you have a certain partner, Dave, you know, partners kind of shift a little, you know, shift your the way that you would normally play sometimes, or, you know, give you a different perspective or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, as long as you keep me safe, I don't really give a shit what you do. But here I can see why Cam is upset, but I can also see why Kara has to play her own game because she's going to be a threat in this game. So it's like, do I protect myself or do I put you first? And that is that is a big thing. And I thought about it, like, I have been thinking about it since we started watching All Stars again. It, like, puts the show back and gives in my mind and gives me anxiety. But it's like, you know, at some point, you have to play for you, you know? And your real friends will understand the moves that you have to make. Like, who am I to be like, you know what? I'm going to do whatever you want for your game. Fuck mine.
Right.
So I get it. I get what you're saying. And I understand the whole.
Both sides.
All of the sides. Yes.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, ultimately when you make friendships on the challenge, that's what makes it so interesting to watch is because if you're on the show, you're playing for yourself in your own game, but you're also having relationships. And sometimes those relationships take the back burner when you think about your own personal game. So I'm just interested to see how this unfolds. Obviously, Leroy gave us a really interesting tip at the very first podcast. So it's just going to be cool and, you know, also
messy.
Interesting. Messy. Yeah. Watching it unfold because everyone likes to know a little history and watch it in real time. So I think that that really stood out to me this episode. And then obviously I think we need to touch on the fact, even going back a little bit further, Tony going home so fast, like that really switches up the game with Cyrus coming in, and then he goes against Keefla, and then
I mean, you see the difference, like night and day, where like these two grown ass men are like, you know what, it's us. Like they're not even fighting to like not go in or pick somebody different. It's kind of like, well, here we are.
There wasn't room to fight in that house. The whole fight.
I'm also more scared of people that are just like, put me in.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Are you? Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. Like I never play a scared game. So I'm kind of like, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And maybe that bites me in the ass. But like, yes, I get you wanting to protect yourself and keep yourself out of elimination. Mm-hmm. Very, very smart. Mm-hmm. But when you know it's you, there's no reason to put that energy to campaign against it. Mm-hmm. Like it's going to be what it's going to be. And that's your fate. So it's kind of like, you know, it's when people give speeches at like nomination. Mm. Like maybe this will change things. It's not going to, everybody knew who they were going to vote for before they got in there.
Yeah. Yep.
So I love the way that they both handled it with such grace, mm-hmm. such respect for one another. I loved it.
And I think like the elimination, it was really nice to see two eliminations when last week we didn't get one. I think it was like, okay, we needed this. Like it was interesting watching Tina get her star because, you know, we just didn't know what was going to happen. But now we really got to see people battle it out, which is what the challenge is all about. And both people put on a good show.
Right. But Ayana's been in, if you don't know, like Ayana's been in eliminations before.
Yeah.
Rachel has not been in many. Mm. I think I've been in the only two that Rachel's been in because we were in there together.
Wow.
Yeah, when we did Duel 2, I was like the exterminator. I went in all the eliminations and she won the challenges because that's how you kind of can like weave through that.
Well, you rubbed off on her this episode because Cam threw her in because they wanted her to take Ayana out.
I mean, I get it. Rachel was definitely weaponized in this situation, but handled it with so, I mean, it's interesting to watch, you know, a strong competitor who, you know, avoids eliminations because they're that good and people want them like as partners or, you know, people, or she wins enough that she doesn't have to go in. When things change and you watch them grow as like a competitor where they're like, well, let's go. Mm-hmm. And also as a friend, to watch your friend go in, you know, like there's just so many emotions.
Yeah.
And I think that Rachel is such a threat that, I mean, nobody said it, but like, you know, I know you wanted her to take out Ayana, but I don't think that they cared if Rachel was the one who lost.
Exactly. Either way, they're it's fine. A good competitor.
From a competitive, from a competitive standpoint, you put two people in that are strong.
Yeah.
I mean, you clearly want one of them to go home and you just pray that the other one takes the other one out. And it's just, you know, as much as you want people to think it's a compliment, it's not.
It's not. It's so
backhanded. But I'm proud of both. And it was kind of emotional, like hearing Ayana say all of her kids' names. You know, I think that will tug on all the heartstrings of any mother who is every day, you know, living and breathing for them. Mm-hmm. And just hearing her story when she said, you know, my teenage kids don't even have their own bedroom. I'm like,
Right. Yeah.
Like you never know people's real stories, you know?
Yeah.
So then you hear these things, and Ayana's always so open and honest about like her life, you know? Mm-hmm. There's really nothing to guess there. There's no guessing.
Yeah.
So that was definitely an emotional one of like two mommies out there just fighting for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. And they really fought for it. Like you could see it, even though Rachel won, you know, you saw her grab her shoulder on the way down. And you could see that.
Oh, you caught that?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I caught that immediately.
Yeah. I mean, you could see like that wasn't an easy win. She had to like dig deep for that one. And Ayana is strong. And she's made that very clear over all of her performances on the show. No one's ever questioned that. So, yeah, it was interesting and brutal and, you know, just very moving to watch the entire thing play out. I think the most confusing part of the episode for me, and I still can't get over this, is like, I get it that Rachel took Tina Star, but I'm like, I also am like,
well,
because why wouldn't she just take Kara's and give it to Veronica and be like, we all got a star?
Because she doesn't want Kara coming for her. She wants to keep that. Remember when they were like, Kara said, we're going to protect these stars. So why would she take it from somebody she just had a conversation with about?
You just can't go back on that. Yeah. And I get that.
So
I get that.
why wouldn't she give her other closest friend a star? Like, bitch, be a part of this game too.
For sure. Yeah. And I like how she.
And I get why. And yeah. It's also good for TV, and Rachel's not going to ruffle any feathers
by
taking someone else's.
I know. I guess like the maniacal person in me, I totally get it. And to be fair, I probably would have done exactly what Rachel did. But then I'm also like, oh, that's my best friend. Like, I don't know if I could have done that. I don't know. But also, to be fair.
Yeah, but she's got two of them.
Yeah. And also, Rachel looking at everybody, like, Steve really competed hard for his star. You can't take his away.
Tina didn't do anything.
Tina didn't do anything. Yeah. She got gifted the star. She got
Tina laughed about it. She wasn't like, oh, my God, it's terrible. Because you know what? You're going to need a star to get to the end. And you can't tell me that, like, people, you don't know who they're going to throw down there.
Totally.
You know, you don't know when you're going to get voted in or who's going to steal your star. So you don't know how long you have it for. Just because you have it doesn't mean it's untouched, clearly.
Yeah.
These stars are moving around like hot potatoes.
Definitely. It's a revolving door, for sure.
I love it. Yeah. I can't wait till what happens with the stars next week.
I know. Yeah, same. And I'm excited to know from Keefla why he chose Brad's star.
Right? So now we have Keefla and Rachel both have stars.
Mm-hmm.
And now Veronica's a star.
Mm-hmm.
And she joins the Star Club.
Yeah.
So now that all six of them have stars, I'd like to give out some stars of my own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like this. Let's do that.
So my all-star of the episode. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is Keefla and his back.
Yeah.
The way that Keefla fell in such a realistic way. I'm like, there's no way that he goes home too. I can't take it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went right into a little Humpty Hump. Mm-hmm. It was Twerk City.
Yeah.
It was Keefla and the City Girls.
It was good.
I loved it so much. It was so, so good. We needed a little comic relief.
We really did. We did. And it was that.
I want to watch it on repeat. What about you, Rach? Rach, Jesus Christ, my brain.
Actually, sorry. I'm giving my star to Rach anyway. So I think you were just reading my mind. Obviously I was stuck between Keefla and Rachel, but you said Keefla. So I think it's only fair to give it to Rachel. She conquered. She won a very difficult elimination. She showed us that she is strong through and through, has been strong since the beginning of her challenge career, and up to this date is still a beast. So definitely got to give it to Rachel. And I think that it's really difficult to pick who to give the no star of the episode to. But if I have to pick.
Don't do it. If you pick the same one I picked.
I mean, Cyrus?
Oh, okay.
Only because he was like in and out. And this is no shade. I just don't know who else to give it to. And he even said,
you're playing that card.
Okay. What do you think?
I was going to give the no star to Tina because she doesn't have a star anymore.
Oh, that's better. I like that one. I like that one. That's funny. That's fun. That's way nicer. I wish I would have taken that approach.
No has no star? Tina.
Oh. Well, you know what? Cyrus is still a star. He doesn't need a star to be.
No, of course. And he is in the best shape of his life. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It just. That's the way the game's played, and it sucks, but I'm sure we'll see him again.
Yes.
I don't think this is the last we'll see of Cyrus.
And his life
I feel
home.
Like he keeps getting leaner and leaner. He has a baby on the way. He got married.
Yeah.
Like, talk about stars.
Yeah, he's crushing
that it. Man is winning.
He's winning. Yeah, I guess the universe knew he needed his energies to be spent better at home. So, but it was nice seeing him for that episode of a cameo, and I'm excited to see what happens coming up, and I'm really excited to get into this interview with Keefla. We haven't talked to him ever. He's never been on the podcast. He hasn't been on a show since 1999. Like, this is like, we're about to talk to an OG.
How old were
OG.
You in 1999, Tor?
I was born in 93, so six.
Wow, you must have loved all these shows back then.
I was obsessed with them.
Mama! Oh, wait, you were mama at six.
My first word was Keefla.
Well, I'm sure he'll be happy to hear that.
Yeah, I'll have to tell him. All right, well, let's get into this interview. We'll be right back after this.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay, let's get back to the show.
Now this man, you haven't seen him for a while. He is from World Rules Down Under. He is challenge champion from the Real World Road Rules Challenge, and he is a current star holder. Please welcome Keefla, Body Them Hair.
Thank you for having me, guys. I appreciate that.
Wow.
I appreciate it.
It's so nice to meet you.
Yeah, same here. You know, hopefully we can get a chance to meet face to face one day, you know?
Yeah, because I feel like I was about to graduate high school when you did your first. How old are you? In your 40s,
oh,
right?
I will be 50. Yeah, I'll be 50 in September.
Look at him go.
Yeah. Yes, dude. For black people. Are you a Virgo too?
Yes, I am a Virgo.
Yes, Virgo. What day?
September the 10th.
Nice. Yeah, you're the day before me.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, melanin Virgo.
Right.
Dude, it's been awesome watching you on the season so far. Like, I loved you in the first episode. You had that like moment where you finished that drill and like you cried and you got emotional, and it was like beautiful to watch. Oh, that
my heart.
Yeah. And then now again, like, you've had just an, so I don't want to get too much into the episode yet because like we have a lot of time to do that, but like, what is it being like just being back on the challenge?
It's kind of surreal, you know. Of course, you said like the first episode, you know, after I finished, I you know, cried, and that's probably the first time, man, I've cried in like, it was 17, 18 years.
Wow.
You know, it's a lot of built up just, yeah, you know, because, you know, I have boys and just trying to be strong for everybody that I encounter. And this is something that has been battling with me, you know, because you watch all these seasons and it's like, you know, I see everything on and, you know, everybody on, and I'm like, you know, I thought I did pretty good. You know, I thought I could, you know, roll with the big dogs, but for whatever reason, you know, I wasn't good enough. And, you know, in the back of your mind, you keep on hearing that little, you know, thing that you wasn't good enough. You wasn't good enough. Or, you know, I was too nice, you know, too friendly, didn't have no drama. I'm like, you know, but that's how I live. That's who I am. You know what I'm saying? And so when I finished that first mission, man, it was crazy. It just a lot of emotion because I started off rocky. I thought I was going to go home, you know, but when I didn't, get in the bottom, I was like, yo, I appreciate it, man. God, thank God for everything, you know? Mm-hmm. So
what have you been doing since, I don't know, 1999?
Oh man, right.
2000?
Yeah. Married, just celebrated my 20th year wedding anniversary to my beautiful wife, Pri.
Oh, I love that.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you. My twin boys are 19.
Wow.
One is in school at Alabama State, my alma mater, and then the other one, he started off and he was like, yo, Dad, I can't do this school thing anymore. I was like, that's fine. So he's working. And so I've been raising kids, teaching, coaching sports, you know, just living life, you know what I'm saying? And been so busy doing all of that, you know, but I love it. But at the same time, this is what I really like doing. You know, I really like mixing it up and doing those kind of things. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's what I've been doing for the last 25 years, you know.
I can only imagine what your sons are thinking. Like, you know, you have a son in Alabama State, you said. Like, imagine being like, my dad's on the challenge.
No,
like,
it's going to be crazy.
Fire, dude.
It's going to be crazy, man. But even more so, what's going to be crazy is because I teach high school. Mm. And so my kids, you know, when they see this, they're going to be, you know, insane. You know, just going to be loving every minute of it. Because every time I get a new semester start, I show some of the old episodes that I can find off of YouTube. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, once you get a kid, like, you know, you show, oh, you know, Coach's been on TV. Coach has played with Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. Then I got him. Then, you know, I'm the coolest thing in the school.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So
what
when
do you
they
teach?
See this, oh, I teach health education and PE.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
So when they see this, man, it's gonna be bananas.
Right.
And I coach baseball and girls flag football.
Sick. Yes, for girls flag football.
Sick, dude.
Yes.
I love that. There is something crazy in all of us though that, like, I think we are all thrill seekers and like want to push ourselves.
Yeah.
Right.
So like I'm 42 and I still do the challenge and have been active in it for like the last 22 years.
Right.
And there's just something like life is not normal without it. You know?
That's right.
And I think there's just that thing that's just part of us that's mm-hmm. like we need to be, you know, for lack of better words, challenged.
That's
you know,
right.
We need to have something in front of us where we're like, I'm not sure I can do it, but I'm still going to give everything that I have and constantly searching for things so we can, you know, see how far we can really go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, how far can I push myself? You know, what am I really capable of outside of like jobs and like, you know, all of the monotony, like you have this other thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what calls us all kind of back to it. Or like Tori mm-hmm. and I keeps us in Tori's been, I've done four back to back. Tori's like on six or something.
No one knows. We all lost count.
No one knows. We have. I'll count after.
You know what? It's like, I'm sure people are like, get her off the show. But it's like, you know, it's addicting. And like you were saying,
get her off the show.
Yeah, get her off. We're tired of seeing her face. I get it. You're tired of seeing my stupid face. But there's something in us when the opportunity comes knocking on the door. It's just like, it's just so fulfilling. I'm curious, Keebla, like, you know, you've taken a lot of time since you've been back. When you originally did it, it wasn't even called the official challenge yet. It was just straight up real world versus road rules. I think it was like
road rules.
Yeah, it was like the second challenge ever, right? Or was it the first one?
Right. The first one was the like the all-star deal.
All-stars, that was it.
It was just like it was kind of like the pilot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, like, do you feel like in comparison challenge-wise, now that you're back doing the things that you've done physically since being on All-Stars now, do you think that it's elevated a lot? The head in the game has changed.
Of course. But one, the key component is the eliminations. Because when we were on there, there were no elimination. It was just like your team gets money and whoever gets the most money, they get to travel in the Winnebago, the great one. And the other one gets to, you know, ride the little Rudy Pooty one. You know what I'm saying? It was like you stay the whole time and people learn who you were as a character, you know?
Yes.
And so they really got to know you. But now, you know, you get your butt on there the first day, you go into a challenge, you go home. Mm-hmm. Nobody even knows you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's the and I understand that that's the competition of it. But I think back when it started, it was more so of the relationship as opposed to now is the competition.
Right.
And I understand that because that's what people want. You know what I'm saying? But I do know, I'm going to speak for the old heads. There is a component. There are people out there that want to see people not necessarily get eliminated. They want to see their people on there and watch them for a minute, you know, so they can enjoy it. Because it's kind of like American Idol, you know, when your favorite contestants get voted off, you stop watching it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And it's kind of like that for the challenge, especially when you get the older people.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
They're like, well, shoot, you know, my boy's gone. Well, I don't really know these young folks, so I'm done.
Right.
Totally.
You know, but I understand it all.
I mean, when they got rid of road rules in Real World, it was very hard to, you know, who were they going to pull from, you know,
Correct.
What shows.
Yeah.
And now that they have, those shows don't really, you know, focus on character development.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, like Tori did like a dating show. I mean, we've watched her grow, but that's because we've had the time to do so. When we did it, Keefa, like, you said when people like when you never get picked again, like I didn't do a lot of shows that were like really cool in the beginning, like mm-hmm. the Gauntlets and the Infernos. I was right. like wallpaper, even though I was a big personality on my show. Yeah. You can understand, like, there were so, and I say it all the time, there were so many people. Like, it was an honor to get picked for the challenge because mm-hmm. there were so many people competing. Now people got kids and jobs. Yeah. And yeah. so they have to, the cast has to come from somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. They definitely do.
You know, they do follow a lot of people, though, because like I said, when I went to get my coffee today and I'm like, oh, my God, I have 7 minutes to get back because I'm interviewing Keefla. And here goes the guy who owns the shop. I love him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I appreciate that.
He only knows the older people.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So
there's definitely, you know, there's
something
audience.
Nostalgic about it yeah. that yeah. that people yeah, come back for.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. And it's so nice to see you back. It's so nice to be mm-hmm. able to watch so many different combinations yeah. of people in this house together. Like this All-Stars 4 cast is my favorite All-Stars cast. Aside from Anissa, I said it the moment this cast came out, I was like, fucking wish Anissa was there too.
Yeah.
Because that was
yeah.
so
oh, when
fun.
They were like, I pictured it when they were like, and we're bringing out Cyrus. I was like, shit, I wish it was me.
Yeah.
I really wish it was just me. Just
oh, you wanted
out.
To go into a ball brawl with Keefla? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. But anybody else, sure, whatever. I'm Keefla. I would. I don't care.
Yeah, I know you would. You know, hey.
What's the worst thing that could happen? I look badass.
Yeah, right.
And may lose.
Right. You know what I'm worst saying? Thing.
Yeah. Well, I think it's like, yeah, it's amazing that you're back. And I really do want to get into the thick of this episode a little bit because okay. there was so many things that happened. And I feel like I want to get your perspective on it from being actually yeah. in the house. First thing being first, Tony out of the blue just gets up and leaves. And obviously, like it said, it was a family thing. So like, I'm sure it's very personal. But were you around when he was telling people or did you just like wake up in the morning and he was gone? Like,
no, we were all in the main room. But we're all roommates. It was me, Tony, and Steve. We were all roommates. So, you know, it came out of nowhere. Mm. We were all in the main room just chilling. You know, and next thing you know, we saw production go in the back. And it was like, yo, what's going on? And then, you know how you can tell when the mood kind of changes, you know, and something's going on in the house. And so everybody's just sitting back and nobody really knows what's going on. And then all of a sudden you hear somebody saying, I think he's going home. And so we're all trying to figure out who's the he, you know, because there was a few other people back there. And then when they said Tony's going home, you know, nobody really knew why. Mm. And, you know, for the people who knew Tony, you know, friendship wise, you know, it was really heartbreaking. But for me, I was like, oh, I didn't want him to go home because of whatever reason it was.
Right,
you know,
right,
it was
right.
something bad. But at the same time, I was like, boom, get him up out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
because that increases
right.
my chances to do it. But you know, not if it was something that was detrimental, you know what I'm saying?
Totally. 100%.
Right. From a game perspective, it makes sense to have one less competition.
Yeah, of course.
But not on a human level, no.
Of course, right.
I totally get it. It makes sense.
But it's interesting because
it was crazy.
You know, like Tony leaves and like you said, yeah, get him up out of here. And then all of a sudden Cyrus walks in. So like, what was
right?
It's kind of like the changing of the guards. And then what did you,
exactly.
what was your thought when you first saw Cyrus? Were you like, oh my gosh, like competition that's actually like a friend, like, or were you just straight happy to see him?
Well, I'm always happy when I see Cyrus, when I talk to Cyrus on the internet, you know, Instagram and Facebook, you know, it makes people, you know, right there closer than what they normally are.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, knowing that he knows the game, knowing that he has a relationship, because what I started realizing after the first two challenges was that if you don't have a relationship, you're going in. Mm-hmm. And I knew me. They didn't know me from, you know, the man on the side of the street. So I knew I was going to go in if they had a chance to vote me in. So when I saw Cy come in, I was like, damn, here's another guy with a great relationship, knows how to play the mental game and the physical game. You know what I'm saying? I said, so like you said, they just changed the guards. That's all they did.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally. I mean, maybe we can get into unless you have something to say, Anissa, real quick. Do you?
Oh, I was going to get more into this episode.
Yeah, keep going. Let's do it.
Because Tori, so we're all watching the episode together for the listeners. And I'm texting Tori. I'm like, I didn't understand the game. She goes, you haven't played dominoes? I was about to be like, bitch, have you ever played spades? Because I can play that. They're not going to have us play spades on there. But I almost feel like my black card's going to get revoked. Because I'm like, do the dominoes have to touch? Are we? And she was like, you have to add them. I'm like, Tori, I don't know what you're saying.
Okay.
She goes, maybe I'm wrong.
So, Keefla, I would like you to I think you. It's a pattern, right? So like you need, if there's a five that ends and you need a five to touch it. And then
that's
if there's
right.
a four on the other side. That. Then you need a four to touch it. It's not.
No, I get that.
Okay.
I just wanted to know what the middle one was.
The middle. You talking about where they had to stand on?
Yeah. No, that the was, middle where you had to.
The final.
Didn't
piece.
The last one have to match that middle?
No, you had to. You start with whatever one you start with, right? And you just go from right. the match from end to end. That's it. End to end.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. End to end. Yeah, so that's all it was.
This is my question. Though.
That's so it.
The way the domino was laid out in the middle. I think it was like a number six and a four or something like that. I didn't.
The six. The six started. You had to start with, well, was it with the six there? Or was it like nine or 12, what it was, I think, for that one. You had to start off with that.
Okay.
So what, you get the starting piece, and that's the starting piece. And so whatever that starting piece is, you just go from your ends from there.
Okay, gotcha.
Your matching ends from there, yeah. But like they said, they had two extra pieces in there.
So would you do start and start? Like get your start and finish pieces down and then work.
That's what some people try to do. They try to get their start and finish pieces down. But the thing about the start and finish piece is that finish piece, let's say if you don't really know what that finish piece was necessarily gonna be, because it could have been a one as a finish piece, but the top of that one could have been a six. The top of that one could have been a five, the top of that one, you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So once you go six, five, you know, five, three. Three, four, then it probably flipped some other kind of way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, and then you had those extra pieces, and let alone it was like 100 and hell degrees outside, and then it was also heavy. Those things were super heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
how
so
was it
was bananas, man.
How was it working with Tina?
Oh, I love Tina. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I love Tina. One thing about me, man, that's my girl, straight up. I could work with anybody. That's one thing about me is, you know, I'm just that dude that I can work with anybody. I don't care who it is, you know, what the situation is. If you're trying to win and you're a fair person and you're not just, you know, being an asshole towards me or whatever, I can work with you, you know, to get to that common goal. You know what I'm saying? But Tina's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just hate that, you know, I didn't fulfill my end of the bargain for her, you know. But she was great. You know, she was willing to listen, and I was willing to listen to her too. That's me. I'm not going to get in there and be like, yo, I know what to do.
Right.
Obviously, you know, you don't all the time, but she was real cool to work with. Very, very cool to work with.
I still don't know what to do. And I'm great with puzzles and numbers and shit. And it's bothering me so much that I am going to join a Domino's group and I'm going to be a master. I'm going to be a master at it next time.
Keith was a teacher. He'll teach you.
You got to get it right before the 4th, though, before the 4th of July and go somewhere. You got to make sure you got your Domino's on deck by then, because 4th of July,
I'm gonna
you
be
know,
like a, they're gonna think I'm a prodigy at that point. Yes, I'll be like, I've never played. Like, I'll be like a domino shark, like how I am at pool.
Yeah,
and
domino
other things.
Shark.
Yeah, and you gotta say it loud when you slap the domino down. Domino, motherfucker, say it real loud.
I'm so happy that TJ introduced the game like that too.
Yeah,
it really made me feel good inside.
Yeah,
it really did.
Honestly, have either of you guys seen The Hunger Games? Have you any of you watched that series?
Yes.
Okay, you know when they're like, it's the second Hunger Games and they have to be in that middle, that they're in the arena and that clock is spinning and there's like the water in between. This layout reminded me so much of the Hunger Games. I couldn't unsee it. And I just was like, thank God they're not fighting for their lives and they're only fighting for stars. But like,
right.
I feel like sometimes they pull some challenges or like concepts from those games. And I'm like, all right,
of course.
Yeah. Yes. And from hallucinogens. I
think right. A
little bit,
of
psilocybin.
Yeah.
Maybe a touch of K. And then just like, we should play dominoes, but like Hunger Games style. Yeah. But nobody dies.
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I mean, I love it. But what I didn't really love was, but I also love, is that there's always so much drama on All Stars. Because I feel like at this age, like, you're not going to talk to me crazy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and I think everybody kind of has that attitude of like, we know who we are. We have our lives set up. How did you feel about this whole Ayana and Cam confrontation? Were you there for it? it seems like you want no parts. I mean, a lot of people aren't really involved necessarily, but
yeah.
Were you there?
Yeah, I mean, I heard the blow up, but if you, I guess as y'all start watching the episode, y'all will probably see when most of the drama is happening, you'll see me eating, you know, 9 times out of 10. I'm always in the background eating a sandwich or eating something, man, you know. So I'm kind of like just there for the show trying to figure out like, yo, what's going on? Who lied? Who said what? Mm-hmm. But when this blew up, you know, I was trying to, like you said, just only hear you say side, trying to say, yo, what went down? Why is she going like that? Because, you know, I knew Ayanna, I met her when I did, well, I think when her season premiered, I think it was, but it was years ago. So, you know, through social media, we kept in contact. So I knew her like that and Steve and Sai. So I didn't know anybody else. You know what I'm saying? And so I was like, yo, what's wrong with Ayanna? You know, why she going? Because, you know, somebody that you kind of know, you want to make sure they're okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I grew close to Cam and Leroy very quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, that family dynamic and all that stuff very quick. Kind of like took them under my wings when we were just talking about advice of life and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But when it started blowing up, man, I was just trying to figure out what's going on because when drama hits like that, it's all about whose side you're on.
Right.
You know, and I'm trying to make sure nobody's trying to put me on nobody's side because I don't know anybody like that yet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And personally, I, you know, I didn't want to get into none of the drama, but it went from 0 to 100 like real quick.
Mm-hmm. So that edit of it was accurate of like the speed of how it.
Yeah, how it just boom, jump to it. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like just jump to it.
I hated to see it. When it ends in tears and people are just so frustrated right. and mm-hmm. we are taken out of our character or this like, I don't know, this moment of like vulnerability, but like anger. Like it sucks to see it because,
right.
you know, we always want people to win.
Yeah.
Like just at life, you know? I don't know. I guess because I know a lot of the people, it hits differently.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. You already know the personalities and like, it's just, you don't want people to be,
yeah,
to be that frustrated yeah. and that upset.
What I think is like the way this whole thing unfolded is it kind of became a classic game of telephone. Like I believe that when Ayanna was coming out of that challenge, maybe she said something under her breath, but it didn't necessarily seem like she was politicking to get Leroy and Cam out as much as it was just
right.
a statement. Like, and she seems like somebody who kind of just speaks freely about what she's thinking. And then maybe somebody took that and turned it into gunning for somebody. Like, yeah. unless there's conversations that I missed. And so I'm only speaking on what I saw.
Yeah, but Tori, you know how it is. And I did it to you. At the end yes. of a challenge, you're like, adrenaline is going.
Right.
And I think you just say shit and you don't really think about it, which led to like a 2-year fight between Tori and I. But it can, in that moment, you're like, yeah, such and such and such and such. Where like, I think that you would have more of a, more of a filter with a little less endorphins.
Right.
100%.
You know?
And like, and then that's why I think like watching it all kind of escalate, like Ayanna got very defensive. And I wonder if it's because she didn't recognize, because what she had said
that
maybe
had
was
said
just
that?
So, that's kind of
casual.
Like it seemed to me, but I obviously only am seeing what the edit is. So,
well, that between Brandon and it was Brandon, right?
Yeah, that was Brandon.
Yeah. That she did probably say it in passing. I'm surprised he didn't dime her out.
He said, yeah. I hadn't talked to you in 3 days. He was like, meanwhile.
Yeah.
I was like, well,
Brandon
that is
Brandon corrects me
that's up. A slick way to get out of that. He's like, did you say
I mean, it was
crazy.
Cool on him. Like, let's not make this a bigger thing because I think he also recognized, like, we do say things and aren't really conscious of it at the time, especially after a challenge, during a fight.
Right.
Like, those heated moments,
right.
whether positive or negative, we kind of lose sight of that. And that could have been exactly what happened.
And in the same regard, though,
we'll have to talk to her.
Yeah, exactly. And in the same regard, I understand where Cam is coming from and wanting to just see why her name is floating around if she's heard it from so many people. So I think it's just the way the challenge is. It's just the way it goes. It just, like you said, Anissa, it sucks when it gets so personal or it feels like so emotionally charged because then it's just that intense and the environment itself is already intense. So
these are people that have known each other, like Keefla said, like 25 years.
Yeah.
You know, even in voting. I've known Rachel for 20 years. I can't do this. Like, it gets real difficult when you have a lot of people that have a lot of history.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're trying to play a game. It's like, do I play by loyalty and in friendship, or do I play strategically?
Right.
Yeah.
Because some of your best friends are your biggest competition.
Right. Yeah. And so, Cam is a mastermind in that, because she had to check me.
She's brilliant.
At the beginning, too. She had to check me real quick. And I was like, oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Wait, what happened? Tell us more.
It was like when you know, the very first elimination, you know, we were voting. And, you know, Leroy was in the bottom. And so, you know, but everybody had, they had enough numbers to vote someone else in. But then I was like, all right, well, I'll just say Leroy and something else, you know, but I had already talked to Leroy.
Don't burn that.
Yes, right. That's what she said. Don't do that. She said, because it come back. But she went like mama style on me. And, you know, and I was like, yo, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know. You know what I mean? And so, like I said, because the game wasn't like this when I was, you know, and I don't watch the show as faithfully as others because of the fact every time I watch it, it's like, you know, you watching that ex that you left. And you know you should have stayed with 100%. Her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's
and
hard.
So I'm like, damn, you're right. And so I was like, you know, I didn't really know. And she, I mean, she checked me. But, you know, I apologized to her because that's who I am. I say, you know, this is what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? You know, blah, blah, blah. Forgive me for, you know, any wrong that I caused or whatever. But no. She, and then that let me know. Mm. I said, yo, this lady knows what's happening. She's really smart in this, you know, in this game. Way. She does. She
Cam
really
knows
does.
Exactly. Cam knows exactly how to have her desired income, like outcome, come to fruition. Like, she is really smart. She is.
Yes.
She is definitely going to stand up for her man.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
She was like, please do not. The only person you're not going to vote in is Leroy.
Right. As you should. You know what I'm saying? So I would sit back in the house and I would just watch certain people like that, like her, Carl Maria. I would watch them, how they, you know, just maneuver. You know what I'm saying? Because it was like, damn, this is so cool just to see these ladies do this, because their mind is like 3 weeks ahead of everything else. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I'm just trying to, you know, make it to the moment. Mm-hmm. You know,
you got to do the long and short game at the same time. And it's a skill.
It is. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my hat's off to Cam for that. But when I know how calm she was when she was talking to Ayanna. And like you saw, she said, well, the way she blew up told me all I needed to know. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so, that house was on fire that night.
And then the two calm people, you and Cyrus, are like, you know what? We're just going to go into elimination.
Yeah.
Don't just even vote. let's just do this.
Yeah.
What made you feel like, you know what? Let me just make this easy and... Like, what were your steps going into that?
Well, the main thing is I hate when people, because, you know, when I saw like the first two, people started walking around saying, hey, I have your best interests at heart. Hey, you're my friend. This is this. Hey, this is what I'm going to do when I get in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, don't bullshit me. You know, if you're going to say, Keefla, I'm voting you in, dude. I don't know you like that. And this is how the game is played. Much respect. Mm-hmm. I don't have nothing against that, because that's the rules of the game. Mm-hmm. But when you bullshit me now, I can't even trust you when I say, hey, we got any creamer in the refrigerator? You know, I can't trust you for nothing. You know what I'm saying? So 100%. Just be real.
Yeah.
So, and that's what it was. And I, you know, I saw the writing on the wall. I was like, yeah, they don't know me. And then they kept saying every elimination, I don't have a relationship. I don't have a relationship. I don't have a relationship. And I knew from the jump, regardless of how nice I am, regardless of how, you know, calm I am, it was going to be me. Mm-hmm. And it was definitely going to be Cyrus because of the fact that he just came into the game and the dynamics. Plus, he's an OG that, you know what I'm saying? He's an OG that kind of knows the rules too. So let's go ahead and boot him out before he gets a chance. And so that's what happened. So I was like, man, just go ahead and do what you're going to do.
Pull the Band-Aid off. Yeah.
Just right.
Yeah, but that's how it is.
Yeah.
But that's totally, I feel like, I mean, people got to say what they got to say, but it's definitely a cop-out. And it's so easy to say, Cyrus, you just got here.
I mean,
and it's so easy to be like, you know, once people find like one thing, everyone's like, yep, and I feel the same exact way.
Exactly.
It's just easy. Like, it's just the easy thing to do. It might not be fair, but it's definitely easy.
Yeah.
It is.
And if everybody does it, you can't get mad at the whole house.
Mm-hmm. That's
right.
So
we understand, you know, we've played this a lot. We understand how that goes. It's unfair, but you went in very confident. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to go against you.
Mm-mm. Yeah, because I was playing for much more than just to get back into the house. You know what I'm saying? I was playing for myself. I wanted to prove to myself that I could do it, man. You know, one time. I didn't want to be, you know, one and done. Mm-hmm. You know, and also I was like, look, you know, if y'all going to run this thing 40, 50 seasons, put your boy in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I can do it because I see a lot of people that do it and then get home the first time and then they come back three more times. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I got some substance that I can offer to the game. You know what I'm saying? So bring right. me
I
in.
I love that.
You know, at
I
least.
Love that. We would love to see yes, you on another show. That.
Thank you.
All right, we have to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian premium cocktail maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay, let's get back to the show.
Do you think? I mean, I think All Stars is an incredible show. I'm really excited to be one to be a part of it. Hope to be a part of it again. But to watch it, it's just so good. Do you think it's because people are older and they have more to fight for and more to prove to themselves that it makes this show that much better and it makes you guys fight that much harder?
I think that has a lot to play in it too. And also, you know, when you look at the simple fact that things are not the same when we started because, just look at just the extra income that people are making now. You know, from mm-hmm. being, you know, a promoter or whatever, you know, from stuff on social media. So when I was in college doing this, oh man, I would have been probably modeling razors for your bald head and all kind of cocoa butter and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so people have more of an incentive to work their butts off. But also, mm-hmm. like Ayana said, with a family, man, and stuff mm-hmm. like that, you know, that's fuel to the fire. Camilero with the baby, that's fuel mm-hmm. to the fire, you know. It's just so many different things that people have now where also when you're older, you know, Father Time, you know, kind of tells you, you can't do this anymore, mm-hmm. you know, and
don't
you're
know
trying
what
to
father
prove,
you speak of.
I mean, well, you know what I'm saying? You know,
he didn't tell you shit either.
Nah, I don't listen to him, you know.
So, I don't listen to him.
He doesn't speak my language.
Right, exactly.
So I don't listen to my father. That,
no, but, you know, my dad now, I used to listen to my dad hard because I hid my tattoo from him and my ear piercing from him, and I was 23 years old.
How do you hide an ear piercing? Would you grow? What'd you wear? Tape over? Yeah.
No, I didn't go home from college for a few days. You know what I'm saying? For a few weeks, I'm sorry.
For a few you weeks. Know? I'm like, geez.
Yeah. He was like, you coming home to visit? I said, nah, I got a lot of work to do. I got X, Y, and Z and stuff like that.
Oh.
My parents are old school, so you know.
Hiding
and
an
even
area.
To this day, even no, to this day, it. They always check me for anything. Well, you got another tattoo. Oh, Lord have mercy. You know, but going back, man, but yeah, I think that as we are aging, man, and we don't know when our last role is going to be.
Yeah.
So we're like, I'm going to lay it all out on the table. And here you go, you know, and hopefully they'll call me back. You know what I'm saying? Because I know people was asking me, yo, you going to be like going off on people? I said, that ain't me. That's just not who I am. I said, I'm going to be calm. I'm going to be cool. I'm going to give you some laughs. You know how Keefla is. I don't get in the drama. You know, I'm going to play the game the way I want to play it. And if people like it, cool. If people don't, I'm not finna do all that cussing, fighting and all that stuff because that ain't who I am.
I think you've had very powerful and impactful moments without doing any of those things. Like the first episode, we were all feeling for you when you finished that and like seeing you come back.
I appreciate it.
And then now this episode, you just won. And I think that everybody on the stands watching you felt it. I mean, you know, we saw the interviews of people being like, we never heard him grunt like that before. Like, right? Everyone felt that energy.
Never heard him yell.
Right.
Yeah. But that's the time to do it. Like when you're showing and like all of your students and your kids are going to watch you and they're going to be like, dude, that man, 50 years old and crushing it.
Right.
Like you're showing up in such a different, amazing way. So I think that you're showing up exactly how you need to be. And I think it's dope to watch you. Like,
well, I appreciate it.
Season. Yeah.
Yeah. That's one thing TJ said too. He said, you know, my guy, he said, you played the game your way. You didn't compromise it for anything. He said, you know, and I appreciate it. He said, you're probably one of the nicest dudes I've ever met on the challenge.
Aww,
you know what I'm saying? That meant a lot coming from him because he, you know, TJ is quick with the one-liners. He don't care who he offends, who he tells the truth to.
Oh, no one.
You're right.
I love him so much.
And so he said that to me. And I was like, okay.
Did he say that to you before or after he saw you twerk?
Oh, we need to know.
We got to back up. We got to back up because maybe you should have been an actor or a stunt double. When you fell, it looked so realistic. I need to know, did you pull your hamstring or did you not?
No, I didn't. I didn't. Nah,
so you were just injury free.
Yeah, injury free. I'm a true nut. Yeah, by nature, I am a true nut.
It was
like,
so good. It was so believable. It was so good. It was so unexpected. I feel like you've shown us so many sides of you.
Yeah.
But that right there took the, that was it for me. I was cracking up.
Dude, and
it
you
was
know,
so believable.
My favorite thing about that is like nowadays, like I'm not going to say out any names, but people on the Challenge 39, like the flagship, have literally said that people from All Stars and you know, just coming at people's age saying they're creaky and old. And for you to have that fucking moment where you literally make everyone believe that maybe you did get injured and then you start twerking. Like, I want that
great back.
That
a great back.
Crushed.
Nothing creaky about that back.
Right.
Dude.
Nothing creaky. He was doing what's it called? Cat cows. Yeah. Not even caring.
Right.
Everything
right
was fine.
Cat cows, yes.
Right. I would have been like, give me water. You were like, hold on, I'm not finished with this elimination yet. And one more trick.
Oh my God, so good. Well, you got that celebration and you got to win and then you had to go stand and watch Ayana and Rachel. Who was your money on before the game started?
Man, I think it really was on Rachel. And the reason why is because Ayana was going through so much of a mental windstorm. In those 2 days prior, it's hard for some of the greatest athletes to put it all together. You know what I mean? Coming from when you're going against a great competition like Rachel, you know, Rachel's a beast, you
Rachel's
know,
a and beast.
Yes. You're straight up and take nothing from Ayana because she's fueled by something different, you know, like at that one point when Ayana wasn't saying anything, she was sitting and they was in a stalemate. You know, but, you know, just knowing athleticism, you know, I saw Rachel had it, man. She really had it. So,
I mean, it's just one of the Rachel runs with the best of them. She's another one that, you know, has been playing the game for a long time. Her and I work out together in Miami and she crushes me every time. And I'm a quote unquote new school. So Rachel's one of those people, no matter who you are, she's giving you a run for your money. And I think that Ayana also is a beast. But like, there's so much that goes into winning an elimination. Like you really do have to be in the right headspace. And
you, and
I think that, it just wasn't her night. But regardless of how messy some of the situations she was in, like, I feel like she got to share her story in a beautiful way. And she has a way of making you root for her from the outside, regardless of what she, you know, all of the drama she gets involved in. So Yeah, it sucks that Cyrus and Ayana have to go, but it's dope that you and Rachel get to stay, and now you guys get to get a star. And so what was that like for you getting a star?
That was huge, man, because I was trying to figure out, like, how can I get a star without going into the elimination round? Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, I was like, there's no other way, because you know if you happen to finish in the bottom of one of these, you know, challenges, they're going to vote you in based off of the relationship. And I was like, well, you know, get your star, man, get your star, save your behind, you know, for another week and let's do it. And so when I got it, you know, I come from the old school of you take down the big dog first so that you can make yourself, you know, kind of cruise through the rest of the way. So that's why I selected Brad. You know what I mean? Because it's like, yo, Brad's a beast. I got to take down the big dog first. You know, and people say, well, he come back after you. Man, look, I'd rather be running in front than to be running from behind. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
See, I need you to do something.
What's that?
I need you to come on all the shows in the beginning and sit down and just, you know, or send a letter, an email.
Yeah.
A letter. An email to future contestants on this show.
Right.
Future participants, and just let them know that. But then also don't, because I feel like I might get targeted.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the double-edged sword, you know what I mean?
You also get weaponized, I think, when, like, you're a bigger, stronger, browner competitor.
Amen.
It happens a lot, unfortunately, but I am grateful that you're here for the representation too, which makes me happy, because back then there wasn't a lot of us all at one time.
No, I mean, of course.
I'm happy.
When I was there, happy to see.
There was only like one.
It was one. That's it. You know, it was that one dude. So it was no problem that people knew you, because you was the only one for the next 8 months.
Right. You know what I'm saying? However, it's nice to have that and that camaraderie and that kind of, like, you know, you need whatever. It's nice to see that. It's also nice to see, like, the emotional part too, the strong part too, and say you can be all of these things. So I am grateful that you are there. I'm grateful that you can express that, and you don't have to be, you know, you don't shout. You're not an angry person. Like, to show these different layers, and these different dimensions to your personality. So thank you for that.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah, it's literally amazing watching you. And it's amazing watching you twerk. It's amazing watching you beat balls. Like, no, you really did. you really gave it to us. You're serving this season. The fans were starving, and we feel fed now. So thank you so much for everything.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Do you think that this elimination win proved something to the people in the house?
Yes, I definitely do.
I like that.
You know, actually two things. One thing is, we need to watch out for him. You know what I mean? You know, because he is tough. He's not afraid to go head to head with someone. The other thing is that even after the elimination, you know, I guess without getting too forward, there's no love lost. You know, you did what you had to do. We go back into the house, because at the same time, why would I start hating on someone who I know I probably will be on your team soon? And then you may not have the trust in me. You know, you may say that, well, I don't trust that he's going to actually give it his all. So I don't want to put him on my team, as opposed to saying, like, yo, Kiefer's still legit and he's a tough competitor. I want him now on my team because it gives me a better chance to not get eliminated.
See, you said all the girls are playing smart games, and look at you. This is like five steps ahead.
Yeah, that's that old wisdom.
This is smart. We like the old wisdom.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm excited to see how it translates. I also want to get your take on what you think about how Rachel chose Tina's star to give to Veronica. What did that feel like being there in person? Did you believe that maybe there was a conversation had prior? Was everyone kind of shocked by it?
I think some people were shocked. I wasn't shocked because how it played. It's really, you know, just protecting each other. You know what I mean? Because, you know, V is the one that I think to me, they really protect V, even though she doesn't need the protection. But, you know, it's just that you can kind of see that relationship. The three of them have a bond that beyond the cameras, that's going to last, you know, the test of time. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And so, you know, that definitely was a conversation about it. You know, even though I didn't witness it, Rachel is a calculated person. Mm-hmm. And the way they all, you know, smiled throughout the process, knew that, hey, it worked out the exact way we planned. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so it was not surprising, I guess I should say, for myself, because it's like, if she stole her star, it was like, what is she gonna do with it? Because you could see Rachel's face, and, you know, it's like, okay, she got something else up her sleeve. And then when she did it that way, I was like, oh, that's just the way they are, man. You know, I love their dynamic.
What would you have done?
Oh man, in that situation, because now I was thinking of personally, you know what I'm saying, taking a star myself, you know, and giving it to someone else. But then I was like, dude, people don't know you yet. You need to protect yourself. Go ahead and take the star from the big dog and just ride with it. You know what I mean? Because now, since the big dog is not safe, this next challenge, you don't know. It may be something that you're good at, you know, that you're great at. And it may put him in automatically, get him off the table. So now, you know, you're one notch above, and just keep on moving that way, you know, because this season that was the first physical challenge.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? That was the first physical elimination, you know? And so I was like, what if the rest of them are puzzles or more physical eliminations? You know, who knows? So this game can go anywhere. So I was like, at least I know that if I get a star, I'm protected from, you know, him in the future.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's my whole deal.
I think that makes sense. And I think it's interesting, like, you don't really have a choice to not steal. I mean, obviously, if you need one, then you need to steal it. But, like, in Rachel's case, you had to steal it. So it definitely creates that extra layer of drama and calculation, which is interesting to know now. But, yeah, going forward, like, is there – now that you have a star, what's your mindset? Is there anything that you can tease for the future of this season without giving away any spoilers? Like, is there any new alliances that form? Do you, you know, use your star to command power? Like, tell us the juice.
Well, getting a star, you automatically know that you are now walking around the house with a pork chop around your neck and these are hungry lions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if I didn't have enough reason for them to go after me before, I definitely do now, which is fine with me, because now I'm kind of now orchestrating their mindset. You know what I mean? So it's not necessarily, you know, hey, walking around, tiptoeing around me, you know, saying all these stories or saying whatever. Well, Kiefer, we don't know him, da-da-da-da-da. It's like, now I got a star, so I do have a reason for you to come after me. So if you're going to come, come on. You know, and I'd rather for you to say that you're going to come, because now I know that I can fight you from the front and don't have to fight you from the back.
Totally.
You know,
100%.
I love the confidence.
Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, but, you know, I'm going to see how long I can keep it. You know, nothing lasts forever, but it will be good, you know, because I'm hearing all these stories about who knows when a purge is coming and all this kind of stuff.
You know, everybody loves to say the P word, don't they?
Yeah.
A purge. And then know, there's not one the whole like season.
Movie, and we know about horror movies. What happened with horror movies? Black people die first. So, you know what I'm saying? So I know, I'm like, damn, if a purge is coming, I better watch out.
Are we to expect any more huge fights?
Yeah. Of course.
Ooh.
Come on, man.
It's spicy.
You know,
it's spicy.
It's going to fight to the end. That's what reality TV is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They're spicy on All Stars, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You get over 35, you just get spicy.
Right.
Or are you going to be there one day?
It's like that crazy uncle that says everything to everybody, you know? Well, you know that ain't your real daddy. You'd be like, oh, shut up. you can say stuff because you feel like I'm old enough and I can get away with it. So that's what happened. You know, you got old people in the house and they're going to say stuff.
I love that.
I can't wait to use that. If I go on another show, I'm using that exact thing. Like, I'm sorry, I'm old. I can't control it. Like,
exactly.
You can't. That's discrimination now. That's like ageism. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Exactly.
Kiefer said so.
That's so a good Kiefer rule. That's right.
Oh my God, so good. Well, listen, Keepla, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the podcast and watching you so far this season. I'm so excited for what's to come up in the future. And where can people follow you on social media if you have any, or if there's anything that you want support on in the social media realm, like drop your handle now.
Oh man, pretty much all social media platforms. My first and last name, Keefla Hare, KEFLAHARE at Instagram. What's that? The Twitter, TikTok, of course, the old folks, Facebook. MySpace is probably still out there somewhere if you want to do that, but go and look it up. And you know, I had my my private settings on, but I guess it's time to take it off soon.
Take it,
you know what
it
I'm
off.
Saying? Yeah,
so I just
have to go ahead
you.
And do that. Oh, I appreciate it.
So excited!
I appreciate it because I be looking at everybody's social media and like, damn, they don't even know me yet. You know, so I can't even like I hit follow or you know ask for a request and nobody say anything back. But it's all good,
Oscar.
You know, it's all
but
good because
you've made your second debut. You've made your second debut.
Yes.
He's back, ladies and gentlemen. Keefla has blessed us with his presence, and we are excited to see where this goes.
Come on now, come watch your boy.
And thank you again for coming on the show, Keefla. It's seriously been a pleasure.
You.
Like you're amazing.
I appreciate you, ladies. Love you so much, man. Thank y'all.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What an incredible guy. Like,
right?
Yes, he's incredible. It's so nice to like re-meet him in a way because it's been so long since he's been on the show, but he is making an absolutely astounding re-entrance. What do you think, Anissa?
Tori, you were in a diaper. Not re-meet him.
Yeah, but I've seen episodes, like clips of that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I have to study, Anissa.
Oh, I like that you're studying.
Thank you.
No, but he is great. I think he's just so funny. And I think that you should try that move at some point.
Oh, I don't think I could pull it off as good as him.
I know. It was so good.
I
want to watch
so
it again.
Good. It was so good.
I really thought he was hurt.
God, it was so good. Honestly, anybody listening to this, if you have watched it and you have the ability to screen record it and send it to us, please send it to me. And Anissa, where can they send it to you? What's your handle on Instagram?
Oh, Anissa MTV, AnneesaMTV. Send it to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tori.
Yeah.
Where can they find you, follow you, support you, buy a book?
Thank you.
Buy whatever.
Thank you, Anissa. You guys can come over to me at Tori_deal on everything. Literally just click the link in my bio and you will be connected to all of my beautiful, cute, little, pretty, little, perfect links and you'll find all of my stuff. And definitely send me more videos of Keefla twerking because that was just absolutely incredible. And thanks for joining us for another episode of MTV's official challenge podcast. And if you like this episode, rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and please tell your friends.
And remember, you can watch the Challenge All-Stars 4 and more on Paramount Plus.
And we'll see you next time on MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Bye.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.